Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Phil Casey, and here's what's happening. Former President Trump is calling for unity after surviving his assassination attempt. He's traveling to Wisconsin for the RNC. He thanked well-wishers for their thoughts and prayers on Truth Social. The FBI has identified the gunman as 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks from Bethel Park, Pennsylvania. Authorities say he fired 68 shots using a semi-automatic AR-15 from a building rooftop not too far from the podium before being taken out by Secret Service agents. The motive still remains unclear at this time. One rally goer is dead and two others are said to be critically wounded. Trump says he was shot in the ear. Governor Josh Shapiro says the man who died at the rally is a former local fire department chief of that area and that he died a hero, protecting his family. In an address to the nation, President Biden once again condemned the violence and urged Americans to let the FBI investigation unfold. Closer to home, elected leaders in Delaware County take a stand against the assassination attempt. KYW's Justin Udo has the story.
We strongly condemn yesterday's attack on former President Trump.
That's Delaware County Council Chair Dr. Monica Taylor, a Democrat, speaking out against the shooting that sent former President Donald Trump to the hospital with a graze wound to his ear. Dr. Taylor says there is no place for these acts.
Violence only serves to divide us further. Political climate right now, we're just so divided as a country. We really need to make an effort to reject the hatred and commit to building a future where every voice is heard and every individual is respected in that manner.
When it comes to protection for politicians in Delaware County, Taylor says it will be business as usual, but she cannot speak on what protocols may be different when national politicians come through the area.
That is something that the Secret Service coordinates with the local law enforcement along with our state police to make sure that the scene and everyone is safe to be able to be there and speak about their issues.
In a statement, Delaware County Council says in part, this abhorrent assassination attempt is a grave and alarming reminder of the destructive potential of political violence.
With local reactions, Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker posted on social media that she strongly condemns the violence that occurred and added it has no place in American politics. City Council President Kenyatta Johnson shared the same sentiment and said in a statement his prayers go out to Trump and all the others injured or killed at the rally. From award-winning chefs to top rankings, Philadelphia has established itself as one of the best dining destinations in the country. How can the city's restaurant scene continue to evolve and build upon its reputation? KYW's Brian Seltzer visited Passyunk Avenue, where a restaurant has collaboration and innovation front of mind.
Inside the cozy 1,000-square-foot Modern American River Twice, Chef Cohen Randy Rucker keeps his eclectic playlist loud.
We definitely keep it funky. There's often not a night that goes by where someone's like, hey, can you ask him to turn it down? And I'm just like, oh, the landlord controls the volume. I can't do anything about it.
Behind the chef's counter, he and his team communicate with hand signals to avoid making more noise.
It's a waltz. You know what I mean? I think a lot of kitchens are mosh pits, whereas back here, we're grooving.
This week, Rucker's silent system gets a test. River Twice is hosting a different guest chef Monday through Friday as part of its third annual Christmas in July tasting menu series.
You have five different mentalities of what they may think it should be done. It's a lot.
For Rucker, the chaos is worth it, holiday decorations around the restaurant included. He thinks collaborative events like this help a city's culinary scene stay fresh.
Philadelphia is at the verge of being a global hotspot, top five in the country, and we're just starting to get there.
Rucker hopes it's River Twice's customers that get the ultimate Christmas in July gift.
Some people out there who just, they love what they love, and that's fine, but I think if we want to continue to grow, we have to take chances, and innovation is a huge part of that.
More information about River Twice's Christmas in July can be found on their website and social media channels. Holy Family University in Northeast Philadelphia broke ground this week on a new athletic fieldhouse. KYW's Matt Leon has more.
This will be the first major facility construction on campus since 2005. Holy Family Athletic Director Tim Hamill talks about some of the key amenities this fieldhouse will provide to complement athletic facilities already in place.
The big part of the fieldhouse is something that we never had out there was restrooms. As simple as that. That's huge for us. It's also going to have a bunch of locker rooms, which is something that we need because we've had tremendous growth. So it provides locker room space for our visiting teams, our home teams, or safe space in the case of bad weather for community members that might be out there. But it's just that last touch we needed out there to solidify us as a world-class facility in Northeast Philadelphia.
Hamill says the hope is to have the fieldhouse completed by the end of the year. That's the All Local. I'm Phil Casey. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.